Well, why don't we get started here and we'll rise for prayer. Our Father, let us see that we may walk circumspectly. Teach us not to be as fools, but to be wise, that we might redeem the time. Let us see that the days are evil, and give us a desire to be not unwise, but to be able to understand what thy will is, for thou art our Lord. Amen. All right, our first psalm is Psalm 119, Part 15. And that's in the Psalter books. In the very back, we have the new 119 psalm book that is kind of an appendix there in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we got them all complete, we can add that to our regular singing. Part 15 is in the back. It is Semech. The tune of Stockman.
I hate the thoughts of vanity, but love thy law do I. My shield in hiding place thou art, I on thy word rely. All ye that evil do, from me depart away, for the commandments of my God I purpose to obey. According to thy faithful word, uphold and establish me. So shall I be in peace and safety still, and to thy statutes have respect, continually I will. Thou tread down all that love to stray, false their deceit doth prove. Lewd men like dross away thou put, therefore thy law I love. For fear of thee my very flesh doth tremble all dismay, and of thy righteous judgments, Lord, my soul is much afraid.
The very last verse in line, for fear of thee my very flesh doth tremble, all dismayed, and of thy righteous judgments, Lord, my soul is much afraid. That's one of the reasons I chose this for this morning, was because we will study that to some extent today in our Bible study. And so it's good to meditate on that. Our next psalm in line is 85, which is in the handout sheet for today. It has the other scriptures and resuscitations in it. Hopefully everyone can see it. I'm having a little trouble with the printer for some reason, getting it just right, printing right. It's been a struggle lately. And so this is the tune of Fountain. You want to give us a hum out? Mm-hmm.
people have all their iniquities. Thou all their trespasses and sins hast covered from thine eyes. Thou tookst up all thine inheritance from thy wrath's furiousness. Turn us, God of our health, and cause thy wrath against and cease. Shall thy displeasure thus endure against us without end? Wilt thou to generations all thine inheritance, that in thee may thy people's joy without malice revive? Show us thy mercy, Lord, to us. Deny thy salvation give. I'll hear what God the Lord will speak to his hope. He'll speak peace. And to his saints, but let them not return for foolishness. Give them that fear him surely near is his salvation. That glory in our land may have her habitation. I'll hear what God the Lord will speak to his folk. He'll speak peace. And to his saints, but let them not return to foolishness. Yea, what is good the Lord shall give, our land shall yield increase. Justice to set us in his step shall go before his face. Truth met with mercy, righteousness and peace is mercifully. Truth springs from earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven high.
I too apologize for the blurriness of that one. I should have checked that letter before I handed them all out, but I apologize. So, once again, this is another part of the psalm that I hope to cover today in Bible study, but you know, I was thinking as we were singing it, it would do good to America the Beautiful. It's all about God blessing the land and forgiving our sins. I think that would be soothing. All right, well, we have our first scriptural reading from Deuteronomy 6 out of our King James Bible. I say King James Bible because if we got another translation, it's not going to flow. So we'll work all the way through 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God command to teach you, that you might do them in the land, whether ye go to possess it.
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy day may be prolonged.
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
And thou shalt teach them to thy children diligently, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine heart, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not,
and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full.
Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage.
Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name.
Ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you.
For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth.
Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as you tempted him in Massah.
Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he commanded thee.
And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers.
To cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken.
And when thy son acted thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies, and the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord our God hath commanded you?
Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes.
And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers.
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day.
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Amen. We also have one, the Confession of Christ, from Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 20, inside of the pamphlet we have this morning, and then move into Bible study. So this is Christ's confession of the law. We should apply to what we just read. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Think not I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass,
one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Whoso therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so,
he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
But whoso shall do and teach them,
the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees,
ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
And so that's a pretty important thing to remember, a tall order. You may be seated. We'll move into Bible study. Well, we'll grab our King James Bible and go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, we're reading of the Ten Commandments. I'd like to switch it from Exodus 20 to Deuteronomy 5. It's pretty much all the same, but the introduction and the ending is just a little different, and I think it helps give you lights that you generally don't see. So why don't we stand up while we read the Word of God together. Deuteronomy chapter 5, starting in verse 6. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me,
and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh up his name in vain.
Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee.
6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day
is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou.
And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day.
Honor thy father and thy mother, as Yahweh thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Thou shalt not kill.
Neither shalt thou commit adultery.
Neither shalt thou steal.
Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and of the thick darkness with the great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tablets of stone and delivered them unto me. Moses, not me. In our psalm book, in the back, we have the greatest commandments to help us understand these, to put this all in perspective from the words of Christ. So if you go to the very back of the psalm book, it's the second page of the creeds and confessions in the back. I'm sorry, it's the first page. Says the confession of Christ is the greatest commandment, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5, which we read this morning already, and Leviticus 19, 13. And this is taken from Mark 12, 29 through 31. And Jesus answered, the first of all the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
They who answer thus answer wisely. For Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest,
Ye are not far from the kingdom of God.
We got one more psalm from Psalm 119. It is the 20th part, which is in our Psalm 119 book. Mm-hmm.
Salvation is from sinners far, for they seek not thy laws. O Lord, both great and manifold, thy tender mercies be. According to thy judgments, just revive and quicken me. My persecutors many are, and those that do combine. Yet from thy testimonies pure, my heart doth not decline. I saw transgressors and was grieved, for they keep not thy word. See how I love thy law, as thou art thine me quicken, Lord. From the beginning all thy word hath been most true and sure. Thy righteous judgments every one forevermore endure.
Amen. Tell you what, that has a lot of meaning for me right now for some reason. Alright, well, on the very back of our handout sheet for this morning is the Lord's copy of the Lord's Prayer, which we're going to end in prayer with today. And, everything's covered in it, so we will need no prayer afterwards. We'll pray it all together after the introduction and the ending. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. So, we are adjourned.